Good morning, brothers and sisters. It's so good to see you here today. And we trust and we hope that you've come prepared to meet your Lord. My brothers and I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We meet this hour for one purpose, to remember Him. And so we look forward to this hour with each of you. I'd like to begin by just reciting a few things about Christ so that we might center our thoughts upon Him. So listen to these brief comments. My body, which I gave a ransom for you. My blood, which is shed for as many as shall believe on my name. And I single to my glory. I came into the world to do the will of my Father. Thy will be done. That I might be lifted up upon the cross. That I might draw all men unto me. Look unto me and be saved. One fold and one shepherd only. Nail-pierced hands and feet. Despised and rejected of men. Borne our griefs and bruised for our iniquities. And yet, His arms are open, even now, with His perfect love, outstretched to each of you as we meet here together today. With His perfect love that casteth out all fear. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and brake it and blessed it and gave it to His disciples and said, Take it, eat. This is in remembrance of my body, which I give a ransom for you. And He took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of it. For this is in remembrance of my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for as many as shall believe on my name for the remission of their sins. And I give unto you a commandment that ye shall observe to do the things which ye have seen me do and bear record of me even unto the end. And this is the Christ that we meet to remember today. I trust and I hope that each of you will listen for that still small voice as He speaks to each of us today, that we might meet together here and know and see His hand at work in our lives. Look forward to this hour together as we partake of these emblems.
Most holy and gracious Father, at this moment we mutually bow our heads before you, seeking, Father, for thy Holy Spirit. I would ask, O Lord, that you will bless us in great power throughout this hour. Father, it is important unto you that we worship properly, so that we may partake of the infinite blessings which you have for we, your people. It is no light thing, Father, that we come to celebrate, to commemorate, and to do. It is with the understanding, Father, that we have of your love for us that we now come. Hear my petition, O Lord. Give unto us those things which we stand in need of. Sustain us in our hours of need, in our trials and in our temptations. And now, O Lord, as we prepare to reach forth and to partake of the body and the blood of your Son, may it give unto us the things which are necessary and needful and which you have prepared for us. May thy name be honored and glorified. Help us, O Lord, to worship properly before you now. And as we do partake of the emblems of our Lord, I pray that you will endow us with the things which we need for this moment, at this time. May honor and glory be unto you, O Father. May thy name be glorified. Help us to exalt thee and thy Son to all around us, in any avenue which you have given unto us to help your kingdom to come. Thank you, O Lord. Thank you for hearing our petition. And please grant the measure of thy Holy Spirit unto us as we have needs. I thank you in the name of Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
In August of 1831, young Joseph, our prophet, came to this area with the intent probably to dedicate the temple area of the land and the surrounding areas as well. And he was asked, and many things that concerned had weighed on the hearts of many who had come and waited on him. Concerns of the church and the way they should worship and such. And these are some words that he gave through revelation that we find in section 58 of our Doctrine and Covenants. He says, "Verily I say, men should be anxiously engaged in a good cause and to do many things of their own free will, and bring to pass much righteousness, for the power is in them, wherein they are agents unto themselves, And inasmuch as men do good, they shall in no wise lose their reward. But he that doeth not anything until he is commanded, and receives the commandment with a doubtful heart, and keepeth it with slothfulness, the same is damned. Who am I that made man, saith the Lord, that will hold him guiltless? And he that obeys not my commandments. Shall we pray now? Dear Heavenly Father, we have gathered this day with many concerns as well on our heart. And we know, O Lord, that we turn our thoughts to Thee and center our thoughts on Your Son as well and the sacrifice He gave for us. We know that we are obliged to also, with our many gifts that You have given us, to be willing to impart them as well, if that should be the case. Father, there's so many that have stood in need along the path of life, and throughout the years, we have offered assistance to them. And today, we have the opportunity to once again to give a portion of that which You abundantly pass on to us every day, that we might lift the lives and make them more acceptable and endurable, I should say. Father, You know the needs of our people, and we ask that those who have responsibilities for imparting of this money that will be gathered this day will do so wisely. And we pray this in the blessed name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Turn with me back to the hymn we just sang.
Hymn number 215, 215. You see the last line of the third stanza? It says, teach me the patience of unanswered prayer. When this hymn was written, originally, it said, teach me the patience of unceasing prayer. I like that better because there's a reason for that. And just like the Lord granted the people in days gone by with their unceasing prayers toward an individual, He blessed them. His name is Jesus. His title is Christ. That name is so wonderful to me for what He has done for me and you. We can never repay except just to obey His gospel and defend His cause. Everything He has done and said in His life was for my sake and yours, that we may choose Him over everything else. His great and lasting promises stand sure to this day. And above all, the clamor of life comes shining through His wonderful power, His matchless power. All opportunity is afforded us to have the peaceable things of this earth. And because of our agency, we don't always make the right choice. And sometimes those wrong choices bring sorrowful consequences. But there is a way to come back into His good graces, as we see here before us today. And that is through repentance, and true repentance. As we live our lives the best we can, the opposing forces sometimes wins, thus causing a division between us and our God. It is through that repentance and our commitment to come up higher that causes our Creator to cleanse us as only He can do. Brothers and sisters, if we allow the wanderings of our minds and our wills, soon enough it will become commonplace. And we will be unaware of our searing conscience. Then it becomes sin. And if not kept in check through repentance, it soon will become iniquity, in a tailspin to a lower glory. This is what is meant by Nephi when he said, we will be thrust down to hell. Nobody's perfect, we hear people say from time to time. But this attitude is not only wrong, but it is how we are lulled away into carnal security, as the Book of Mormon says. The prince of this world will soon have his way with us if we listen to that type of precept. A great and wonderful day awaits us when we strive for the celestial glory, a glory where God and Christ occupy. The Holy Spirit calls after us, brothers and sisters, to hold on to the rod of iron, the Word of God. And when we do this, surely we will prosper in the land, as he has said so many times before. He says that we are to try the spirits. Too many sermons have been given about the prodigal son, in my opinion, and not enough about the sure foundation of the rock of Jesus Christ and his way of life. Yes, the Lord will remember mercy on the day of judgment, but this is the day of judgment, brothers and sisters. What we do now in this life, and Alma said, ye are your own judges. May we always be aware that everything we think, do, and say affects our judgment day. All that the Lord has promised in his scriptures will be fulfilled. Brothers and sisters, what we do here and now truly have eternal consequences. And may we always be aware of our spiritual condition and keep it in check. Where we end up in eternity depends upon it. He has given us the tools and the knowledge to come back into his presence. Let us always be praying for wisdom to guide us safely back home, to dwell with those who are of the kingdom of our God, and never settle for anything less. As you reach forth this morning for these emblems of his broken body and spilt blood, may we realize exactly what it was that our Lord did for us. From section 6 of the Doctrine and Covenants, we find these words. Verily, verily, I say unto you, as I said unto my disciples, where two or three are gathered together in my name, as touching one thing, behold, there will I be in the midst of them. Even so am I in the midst of you. Fear not to do good, my sons, for whatsoever ye sow, that shall ye also reap. Therefore, if ye sow good, ye shall also reap good for your reward. Therefore, fear not, little flock, do good. Let earth and hell combine against you. For if ye are built upon my rock, they cannot prevail. Behold, I do not condemn you. Go your ways and sin no more. Perform with soberness the work which I have commanded you. Look unto me in every thought. Doubt not, fear not. Behold the wounds which have pierced my side, and also the prints of the nails in my hands and feet. Be faithful. Keep my commandments, and ye shall inherit the kingdom of heaven. Amen. And think about that last line of the third stanza deeply for our sister Beth.
out of a great respect for our Savior, will now serve the Lord's Supper to members of the body of Christ. And before we do, I'll ask you to kneel in a moment as the prayer of blessing over the bread is read by Elder Dan Hurst. May we kneel.
O God, the Eternal Father, we ask Thee in the name of Thy Son, Jesus Christ, to bless and sanctify this bread to the souls of all those who partake of it, that they may eat in remembrance of the body of Thy Son and witness unto Thee, O God, the Eternal Father, that they are willing to take up on them the name of Thy Son and always remember Him and keep His commandments which He has given them, that they may always have His Spirit to be with them. Amen.
While the prayer of blessing over the wine is read by Brother and Elder Mike Moores, would you all please kneel again?
O God, the Eternal Father, we ask Thee in the name of Thy Son, Jesus Christ, to bless and sanctify this wine to the souls of all those who drink of it, that they may do it in remembrance of the blood of Thy Son, which was shed for them, that they may witness unto Thee, O God, the Eternal Father, that they do always remember Him, that they may have His Spirit to be with them. Amen.
Question is, ask if any of you who have a desire to be served that are members, have you missed any of your portions of the bread or the wine? Okay. Then I leave you with this question that rang out in the hall where Christ was being tried. What shall we do with Christ?
Our Father in heaven, we are so blessed that you have attended us here today in our service. and made us feel welcome as brothers and sisters, as your children into your fold. Lord, we know that you love your children, and we know that you have prepared all things before us if we will but trust in you, if we will but look to you with an eye single to your glory. And Father, as we leave this place, we pray that that spirit of your being part of your family might go with us as we leave here, that we might look upon the men and women and children that we would come in contact with and meet, and might see them as you see them, that we might love them, that we might be anxious to share your word and your gospel with them, that they too would be able to partake one day of your glory and might be able to come and dwell in your presence. So bless us, we pray. Help us that our sins, we might be truly rid of them in our lives, that we each would be clean, that we might be holy before you, that even your good spirit, that your finger might touch each one here, to know that they are yours, to know your love, to feel that power rest upon them, to know that you are, and that you are our Father and our God. So bless us, we pray, Lord, as we depart this place, that we truly might be your people, and that we would look to you in love and do all things that would be pleasing unto you. Bless us, we pray, I ask, through the name of your Son, the only begotten one, even Jesus our Lord. Amen.